Okay, we're starting with Perek Vav.
On Daf Kuf Zayin, Perek Vav. The end of the last parak is very overwhelming when he listed how a person should live, and it seems overwhelming, it seems really not real. So I mentioned last week, and I'd like to repeat it, that the Chedus HaLavavus is giving you a goal to work towards. But a person should live his life, and you want to build up, you want to work on things. So it takes time, you can't jump. So it takes time, and it's stretched out, and you start a little, but you have to know the goals. When the Chedus HaLavavus said that you're never going to be happy unless it makes Hashem happy, and you're never going to be sad unless Hashem's sad, and you're never going to get angry unless it's something that Hashem is angry about, and you're never going to refrain from doing something unless Hashem wants you to refrain, and you're never going to feel satisfied unless it makes Hashem satisfied, etc., etc., etc. That's a goal to work towards. You have life, and you have to work on things. And the way to work on things is that the Chedus HaLavavus's mahalach is through thinking about and contemplating what Hashem does for you. Hakaras HaTov. That's what we talked about. Shvuos. You hear by the Ne'ilas HaChag Suda. Working, being Omid Hashem through a feeling of gratitude is a different type of Avodas Hashem than through a feeling of awe. And some Svarim and some thinkers and some Bali Musar really say that perhaps in Hasidic Svarim, I think there's a Shita certainly that Bittul to Hashem is the prime Mahalach of Avoda. Bittul meaning Kabbalah's Ol. I'm just, you know, Hashem's will is paramount. That's the whole. But the Chedus HaLavavus encourages to know that Hashem through Hakaras HaTov. We talked about it through us. That's through a sense of Ahava, through and you involve the whole person, and he is eager, and he understands it's a good thing to do. And that's all out of the sense of Hakaras HaTov. So that's the Mahalach. So ultimately you'll reach, if you've ever experienced an overwhelming Hakaras HaTov, you shouldn't be as like this. I don't know, if anyone ever experienced, let's say a person was drowning, Chas V'Shalom, and a guy jumped in and pulled him out of the water. The feelings that you have at that moment, when it's such an intense feeling of Hakaras HaTov, is indeed as all-encompassing and as overwhelming as the Chedus HaLavavus just finished describing in the last parak. He described it as an Eved and an Adon, where the Adon provides everything for the Eved. So it's hard to picture that. But if you've ever experienced, let's say, a doctor, a child, and going like, he's the guy that did it. And it's an overwhelming feeling. You don't want to get that person angry, and you just want him to be happy, and there's nothing you wouldn't do for him, and you feel kosher to that person. If you, Chedus HaLavavus is, it might not sound so kosher, but it's a very true feeling. If you've ever experienced it, or if you've ever talked to people who have had like a moment of intense Hakaras HaTov, where like someone saved their lives, like at that moment of intensity, there's nothing they wouldn't do to that person, and then they want that person to be happy, and they want that person to like them, and it's that type of psychological kesher that you have with that person. So that's the mahalich. So the Chedus HaLavavus says that's what Char HaBechina was about. Think about what Hashem does for you. Study it. Contemplate nature. Contemplate the human body. Think about all these things and work on developing that feeling towards Hashem. And then these things that he mentioned in the last parak, which seem so overwhelming in every phrase. He had like 50, 60 phrases, and every phrase could take you a lifetime to work on and perfect. But that's the goal, and that's what you should feel, and the mahalach of working is out of the sense of Hakaras HaTov. Okay, so let's go on now and finally start Perek Shishi. Omar HaNefesh. So we have again this conversation. That was the style of the Chavit HaLodis in the last two Brokim, to have a conversation between the Nefesh HaBahami, the Nefesh of the person that has to be perfected, and the objective Seichel. Kvar Havinosi, I now understand Masha Hiskarto, the Yesh Bamesha Biarto Dai. What you've explained till now is really sufficient to set me straight in my life. Avol Bo'er Li, but I want more from you. I'm requesting more. Avol Bo'er Li, I'll come upon him. Chayevus Ani Tosefas Avodah L'Shem Yisrael. Explain to me and categorize for me what would make me even more intense or more obligated in my Avodas Hashem. And now, what more to what? So really, again, the last parak, he was talking about an Eved towards a master, towards the Eved's master. So then when you, because the Adon provides the Eved with everything. And then you say, well, and everything he described, although when we learned it, I explained it all with Gavdei Hashem, but really he was talking about two human beings. So with Hashem, it has to be even more intense, because Hashem created us and sustains us totally and wholly from beginning to end. Everything that we are and we exist, full existence. So that should be mechayev even more. So what is that more? Like, categorize it for me. And also, the Chavis Halvavus is going to develop something. We saw it before in Shara Bitochon. The Chavis Halvavus holds that if Hashem smiles at you, so to speak, if you have something more than other people, person feels he's more intelligent than other people. Everyone feels that. A person feels he's richer than other people. No one feels that. But if you do, you know, I say, I have it good. You know, and you, when you are different than other people, when you feel that Hashem has bestowed upon you tovus that your friends don't have, or that the average person doesn't have. You have a job in Israel that pays you a living wage, let's say. So the lovers hold, you have to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. And as the Hakaras HaTov increases, you have to increase your level of avoda towards Hashem. So that could be what he's talking about here, that he's being the Nefesh, the Seichel is asking the Nefesh to specify and categorize this Tosefes of Tova. Like, he'll talk about being Jewish. We all, after being alive and sustaining life, and everybody breathes, and everybody's blood flows through their cells, and everybody eats and digests, then you have, we're Jewish. Wow. That takes it to a whole other level. So that's what he's going to go through now, categorizing different levels of Hakaras HaTov, and how they obligate a person more and more and more as the Tova increases, or as his Hakaras HaTov increases, as it should. Amar HaSeichel, Ki Tosefes HaAvoda HaBa'aleha, this extra avoda that you have to take upon yourself, Tishtane Miderech HaKhlolas V'Yichud HaTova HaLeha, that will change based on the extra Tovos that Hashem bestows. And that could be a general one, that's Hachlolas, is a general one. The fact, again, you're a person, you're intelligent, you're rational, you're normal, so that, most people are like that, but you know, You know, but the thing, you know, most people, tonight's my father's yahrzeit. I have yahrzeit with my father tonight. So at one point in his life, and he ultimately was nifter from the disease, but there was cancerous cells in his body, and he was operated on, and he got a colon, what's it called, a big? My father, a very, very special person, and a very optimistic person, and a very cheerful, like always smiling, always. And this is the only time in my life I saw him cry. He said, you know, he couldn't go to the bathroom. He had the beard. And he said, I'm not a mensch. I'm not a mensch anymore. So after two, three days, he was happy again, you know, that he was alive and the operation was a success. We thought at the time. Okay. I mean, it was a success, I guess, for the next as many years as he had left. But he was, so I'm saying, you know, and then you say, Asher Yotzar, and like, who's going to thank, you know, if I would say to a kid, you know, you have to thank Hashem that you could, you know, that you can move your bowels and the hole's in the right place and it comes out and it's all set up straight. I don't start giggling, you know. But I remember that very clearly. He had a big. So I'm saying, although you have a klolos hatova that you're like everyone else, and everybody breathes, and everybody goes to the bathroom, but talk to someone who had a stroke, and talk to someone who can't breathe well, and talk to someone who has a bag, and you realize that's besides being alive, that's like an extra tova, but that's an extra tova that's shared by most people, and then there's yichud hatova, like I said before. You're rich, let's say. Most people are not rich. You feel that Hashem has bestowed upon you something specifically for you. So there's two types of extra tovos that you have to realize and respond to after the basic fact that you're alive. That's what he's about to say. The funny thing is we don't even make a bracha. Not really. I mean, because we say Shaloh Asani Goy. We never have a straight bracha. Machzor neshamos l'gorim meisim is that we wake up in the morning. But the very fact that Hashem created us, right, a person's a bunch of chemicals, right?
Where was Moshe Brown? I said to you last week, you could have been a tree.
If the same chemicals just mixed in a different mixture, you would have been a tree. You could have been a rock. You could have been an island. I start singing. How come everybody knows what I'm talking about? Baruch Hashem, Ashrecha, that you don't know what I'm talking about.
V'hatova b'nei Adam nechlekesi l'arbo asugim. So this can be categorized.
Was that taped? Oh boy.
Who made the deals at the tape this year? So it's four categories. And each levels, again, this is the, since the Chaim Chaim Chaim's whole mahalach of life is akaras hatov, so as the tov increases, your obligations increase. Hasuba Rishonahem, the first category is Noam Hashem al kol b'nei Adam ba'ofen kloli v'hi hamtza'asam, the very fact that they exist. Achar shelo hoyu davar motzui. You know, people don't think about it, but a person should take the time to reflect and be grateful that he exists. Right? You assume your existence is a given because you're here and you're you. But if you really want to be introspective and imagine that you don't exist, you'll get nightmares. It'll be such a scary thought. You won't be able to think about it for more than 10 seconds. If you start to contemplate that you don't exist at all. Now, a tree exists and a rock exists. I don't know, they don't have thoughts about this. So we can jump right away to the fact that you're a person, that you were born. So that's something, that you exist as a person with self-awareness. You know what a matana it is that we're self-aware? An animal doesn't have self-awareness. So you once told me they have studies that it does.
You once told me that, yeah?
On a primitive level.
On what?
On a primitive level.
On a primitive level, some animals, a monkey, I think you told me. On a primitive level, some animals do have self-awareness, but it's a tremendous thing, self-awareness. It's like a big chiddush.
So that, you have to thank Hashem for that, and that's together with all people. Goyim, Jews, all people share this tova from Hashem, the fact that they exist as people, the hachayosom, and the fact that they live and they continue to exist. And again, Rabosa, you gotta...
The Reader's Digest, when I was a child, like 40 years ago, they had a series of articles, like, I am Joe's liver, I am Joe's pancreas, I am Joe's lungs. If you could get that, they probably have reprints. They still have the Reader's Digest, no? It's former.
So if you get that, that's on such a balabatishal, childish level. I mean, it's like a joke, but it's something. And you read it, and you go, wow. And, like these books I'm only talking about. So just a person to live and breathe, and how many people are involved in providing the loaf of bread that ends up on your table in the morning. A whole system to get that bread to you. And the clothing, I don't know, is there clothing?
Maybe your clothing started off on some sheep in Australia.
And somehow it got to into your jacket, into your coat, whatever. So like millions of people are producing things to let you exist. So this is all people are equal. All the details of the body and all the details of nature and how a person interacts with nature and how everything is there for his pleasure and benefit and how many billions and billions of things have to work and work together. And sometimes it doesn't work, and that's when you become aware of it. Right? Just like when there was the tsunami, so everybody realized Borchinashi, everybody realized that all of a sudden everybody realized the tidal waves and the moon. It's really unfathomable, and the Chaim Talbot holds it's a mitzvah, to somehow think about these things at some point to in order to develop your feeling of Hakaras HaTov, the Hashem. So anyway, he's talking about something that all human beings... So the first level is human beings. They're born, they exist, they're self-aware, their body functions, they function in nature, they have food, they have clothing, they have shelter. This is people. Ulefikach, therefore, on the first level, before we get to Jews and before we get to Torah, chayovim heim Hashem, so they are obligated to Hashem, al kach avoda klolis, a certain generalized avodas Hashem, v'hi kol hamitzus hasichlis. Now, I think the Chavim Chalavos is including here, either he's including more than the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, or he's really defining, I mean, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it's well known, it's very clear if you've ever learned through the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and seen it and learned it, they are general categories. It's not 7 out of our 613. We could have 30, 40, 50 mitzvahs having to do with Bezdin, how Bezdin should act. And you can't take Shochan, and you're not allowed to Mishpah, and you're not allowed to hear a Baldin when the other Baldin's not there, and you're not allowed to favor a Dal, the Dal will send their Berivo, and all these things. So by the Goyim, it's one din. It's one mitzvah called to do Mishpah. So the Sheva Mitzvah and Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah by Jews is again 20, 30, 40, 50 mitzvahs. And by Goyim, they have all those many, not all, mamish, but many of those mitzvahs they have, most of them they have, but they're all under the category of Avodah Zorah. So the Goyim have much more than 7 out of 613. Al Kaponim, but it says all mitzvah sichlius. So I don't know. All mishpatim. all mishpatim, all mishpatim, there's edus, mishpatim, and chukim. All mishpatim, all mitzvah sichlius, he says a goy is obligated in. So either he means that the shele mitzvahs b'nei Noach will include all mitzvahs sichlius, or he means that a goy is obligated, not technically, not one of his sheva mitzvahs, but as a person, as a mensch, a moral obligation, all mitzvah sichli is a guy is obligated in. That's what he's saying. Asher nagu behen Adam, and this was people. Adam v'chanoch, the Noach ubonov, the Eov v'chaveirov, ad yimei Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. No, this was people. People had to be decent people, and that's how they had to live, out of a sense of, and that's, they had to do it, and they did do it, out of a sense of fulfillment, of Ratzon Hashem. We're not talking about mitzvah sichlius because you have to be a decent human being. We're talking about the mitzvah sichlius, that's, and they have to do it because that's Hashem's will. So, in other words, everybody shares, wow, I'm alive, and I'm breathing, and I'm thinking, and I'm talking, and I'm eating. So that was mechayev everybody to, like, on that basic level, mamish, like almost a matchup. On that basic level, everyone's mechayev to act and do the mitzvah sichlius because they owe that to Hashem. They're doing it because Hashem wants it. We're not talking about they're obligated to do it because that's the moral correct thing to do as the reason to do it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. So that's what their payback, so to speak, is to Hashem for that level of Tova. They have the level of Tova of existence, of living, and they owe Hashem, in the Chazalot's words and world perspectives, they owe Hashem a basic level of Avoda, which is the Avoda of Adam, Noach, Chanoch, and Eov, to doing the mitzvah sichlius as the Ratzon Hashem. Now, we're living in a very sad state of affairs in our world, where the mitzvah sichlius have been turned upside down, and people, if you want to, you want to write a PhD and write a historical thesis. So from when the Goyim started becoming kofrim, in general, I'm talking very loosely. I'm not even talking about Odeh Avodah Zarah. No, Odeh Avodah Zarah already, he's a Borei Olam, and I'm Makir Tov. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, maybe from Darwin, maybe from the Echveis, from whenever people started paying, the Golden Goyim started paying only lip service to the idea that there's a Borei Olam. I mean, if you take a poll in America now, you believe in a supreme being. So 80% yes, 90% yes. So you say, what does it mechayev me to do? Nothing. But so when they started going away, if you want a chart, you could probably chart on a chart the Kilkul Hadoros in terms of mitzvah sichlius to the lack of belief even in the Borei Olam. So you could, maybe that's pasuk, and maybe some explain that there's no more values, because if there's no Borei Olam, there's no values. So I guess that's one way of explaining it. That's really, that's more prevalent, to have it explained that way. That's what I've seen more, that if there's no Borei Olam, so there's no objective values, everything's relative, so then everything breaks down. But the Chavis HaLvavos that we're learning would say that if you don't feel any sense of Hakaras HaTov for being alive, because you're just part of the evolutionary process, and you just, after billions and billions of years, the chemicals came together in this way, and everything's nature, and everything is, so then you don't feel any Hakaras HaTov, so then there's nothing, that's what the Chavis HaLvavos would say. He would say, so then there's nothing, even there's no feeling of obligation even to act like a mensch, because you're not makir tov to anyone, to anything.
So you just do what you want because you don't owe anybody anything. You're just an accident of nature.
So that would be how he would explain it. Until Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jews. Until the Jews popped up in history. Yeah, but that's all there was. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, all there was this level. All that existed in the world in terms of your obligation towards Hashem was to everybody, even to the Avos. Their obligation was only to perform mitzvah sichlis. Because of the tova that they shared with all the inhabitants in the world. They were alive and they were breathing and they were eating, etc. That's all their obligation was. Hashem upped the ante. We'll see why in a moment. Because Avraham Avinu was a very, very, very special person. And Hashem rewarded Avraham Avinu and he made his children, and he started bestowing special tovos to his descendants. And that's the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim process with the Korah Barzel and giving them a Torah and giving them Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Chavis HaLubavitch I'm getting ahead of myself. That's what we'll describe in the next paragraph. And that obligates them more than a goy. So, Rishek Tiblom Bishlei Musa. He says, what did Hashem... So someone... So you have all these goyim, all the people in the world who exist and are makatov to Hashem, and they have this level of obligation to Hashem, of mitzvah sichlis. So misha kiblum bishlei musa, someone who's able to handle it, like we said in the beginning of the shiur, like someone who's able to do the end result, how you're really, really supposed to act, if you feel that sense of Hakaras Hatov to Hashem, for the fact that you exist every moment, Bitoch Mishmas Hashem, and you do it as the Ratzon Hashem, Gomal Lo Hashem Aleim Betova Meruba, so you rise above other people. I mean, you excel in this. You got a billion people obligated in this because a billion people share in this Tova. But who excels in it? Who finds Shalemus in it? Who? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, although this is saying, did not. The Chayyim Alavis really has his own sheet in this whole picture of life. Avraham Avinu was not a special philosopher, he's saying. Avraham Avinu excelled in his awareness, in his shleimus, in his avodas Hashem. Of Hakaras, because of his Hakaras Hatov, so he went to the end, like, look at the end of the last parak, he went to the end degree, everything, he lived with Hashem, with the mitzvah sechlius. So Hashem gave him a reward. The yichid le'avoda nosefes golem hazeh, so he made him aware of an extra level of avoda, and probably that's a reference to Avraham Avinu being mekayim kol haTorah kula. In other words, he gave him an extra dose of spirituality to do more than just mitzvah sichlius, but like really to be able to bond with Hashem on a level, I'll call it like closer to malachim, right, in a spiritual way, to go beyond just mitzvah sichlius. So that's the Torah, but he didn't give him the Torah. He allowed him to realize, Avraham Avinu, what does it say? Shtei chil yosov, nasu kishtei mayonos, and he was able to figure out kol haTorah kula. The shefa gemul olehol olam haba, and the melemor reward in olam haba. So kagon Avraham, so that perfect person who excelled in this more than anybody else in the world was this person named Avraham Avinu. Shomalo Hashem al tira Avraham anochi mogen lo. Schorcha harbe miyod. So the Chavis HaLubavitch is defining the harbe miyod as this avoda nosefes and the shefa gemul in olam haba. So he, and ultimately he was given the reward that his descendants would become the Jewish people, where the madregos that he was bestowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a reward
for his perfecting himself as a human being. As a human being is a more proper way of saying it, as a person. So that's his system. He perfected himself as a person, as a Sefer HaKor HaTov, Mitzvah Sichlius, Hashem, I owe it to Hashem. He perfected himself in that. Hashem let him then rise above that avoda and do more and have special gemul and olam haba. And he said, I will institutionalize. Your extra avoda, your descendants will now have that as part of their very being. They will live not just as human beings, but they will live as Bonim Lamokum, as Jews. And they will have this extra avoda that you've been zochet to as a reward, they're going to have it now institutionalized. They're going to be the Jewish people, they're going to get the Torah, they're going to have to act that way. But they'll be doing it out of the sense of HaKaras HaTov, that they were given it. That's the Chavis, although this is a system, we'll see in the next paragraph. Everything feeds on itself. You have more obligation, you serve Hashem on a deeper level, you have HaKaras HaTov to Hashem for that. No, just like you have Hashem, we started off, we said, you have to have HaKaras HaTov to Hashem, that you're a person and not a tree. So you have to have HaKaras HaTov to Hashem, that you're a Jew and not a non-Jew. So why don't we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehosani Yehudi? So that's a question all the poskim ask, and there's an answer to it. But that's really what we're doing. We're having HaKaras HaTov to every level of the way we live in a avoda. That in turn obligates us to act in a different way too. So the obligation of the HaKaras HaTov always feeds upon each other.